They want a neutral review. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Attorneys for former President Trump have filed new legal documents related to the FBI search of his Mar-a-Lago home.
The Department of Justice had said they removed 11 sets of classified documents, some labeled top secret, from Mar-a-Lago. Now, Trump's attorneys have filed a motion asking that further review of what was taken from his home be stopped until a special master is appointed in his case. The motion asks for more details about what was taken and that anything taken outside the scope of the warrant be returned. The court filings say politics should not get in the way of the administration of justice, adding that Trump is the leading potential Republican candidate for president in 2024. His attorneys add there was no need for such a search and details Trump's discussions with the National Archives for return of certain documents. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The family of Kylie Rodney, the Northern California teenager who has been missing since early this month, has issued a statement after what may be her body has been recovered from a reservoir near where she was last seen. Reading in part, "We are eternally grateful for the love and support you have shown us in the last couple of weeks." Kylie's 2013 Honda CRV was found by a volunteer dive team.
Captain Sam Brown with the Nevada County Sheriff's Office faced questions about how local dive teams missed it.
And tracking underwater is an extremely difficult thing to do. So I think part of our debrief on any of these situations is how do we figure out to improve our services, work on our resources and the way that we use them.
And give some answers to Kylie's family.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. Heavy rains across the drought-stricken Dallas-Fort Worth area have caused streets to flood as officials tell drivers to stay off the roads. The National Weather Service says more than 9 inches fell at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport in just the past 24 hours. A U.S. official says we have intelligence that Russia is planning to launch fresh attacks against Ukraine's civilian infrastructure. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Indiana's governor becomes the latest high-level U.S. politician to visit Taiwan.
Indiana Governor Republican Eric Holcomb is on a four-day trip to Asia. His first stop, Taiwan's capital city of Taipei, and then South Korea. Trips that Holcomb says will further strengthen Indiana's economic, academic, and cultural connections with the two countries.
There are more opportunities ahead of us than I think there ever have been before for us to continue to strengthen and cultivate and nurture this relationship as our economies grow and grow together.
Governor Holcomb's trip to Taiwan follows two recent trips there by lawmakers, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, that sparked harsh criticism from China. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
With the midterm elections in a matter of months, a new poll finds the majority of Americans believe the country is going in the wrong direction.
The NBC News poll finds 74% aren't happy with the direction of the country, with over half saying the nation's best days are behind it. The poll also looks at priorities to voters ahead of the midterms. Among the top issues are threats to democracy, a change from cost of living back in May. President Joe Biden's approval rating did see some improvements, but still sits at 42%. While 68% of people still believe the country is in a recession, that number is down from 76% in May.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The world's newest and most powerful space telescope is showing Jupiter as never before, auroras and all. Scientists released new images of Jupiter today. The Webb Space Telescope took the photos in July, capturing unprecedented views of Jupiter's northern and southern lights. One wide-field picture also shows the faint rings around the planet, as well as two small moons with galaxies in the background. Astronomers say they didn't expect such good pictures. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.